Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 236 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I want to wish you a happy new year. It is 2019. Let's see how this one goes. I got to get right into this because I'm getting these questions about comics that it's annoying. It's like comics on comics. I don't know what it is. So it started with questions about Tiffany Haddish bombing on stage on New Year's Eve. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's been all over the news. Maybe you've seen clips, maybe not. What happened, I guess, and I just saw a clip, so I can't say everything that happened, but Tiff was having a rough set on New Year's Eve, and she bailed out on the set. A lot of people walked out, and she said, you know, forget it, let's just party, cracked open a bottle of vodka, start drinking, blah, blah, blah. So TMZ approached me at the airport. It happens on occasion. I'll just be flying in. I come in the airport. There's a TMZ person there. And they're like, hey, this happened in the world of comedy, or this comic did that. What do you think? So I'll give you the same opinion that I gave them about Tiffany. I've known Tiffany a long time. I love Tiff. Okay, Tiff is real. That's who she is. So, yeah, I fully understand that if Tiff was bombing on stage, she would just say, hey, screw it, let's party and start drinking and whatever. It's what she's going to do. Now, I heard from somebody whose sister was at the show and didn't leave. And they said, and this backed up what I said, that it turned into a party and they had a blast. They said that a lot of people left. Tiffany invited the people in the back to move up front. They started drinking and partying, and people who stayed had a good time. I believe, listen, you give Tiffany lemons, she's going to make lemonade and mix it with vodka. Boom, that's it. It was like a big thing. I saw they interviewed David Spade about it and this and that and the other. Listen, comics bomb. It happens. It's unfortunate it happened on New Year's Eve. A lot of people probably paid a lot of money to go to that show. I did see Tiffany. She joked about it. She said, well, I learned that, you know, Miami's a bomb town. A lot of fun. And don't turn up before the show. So that's it. That's it. So she partied too hard before the show or the day before. She was tired. I can relate to that. She works a lot harder than me. She's making movies, TV shows, et cetera, et cetera. She said, I think she said she had 28 days at home last year. I know in the month of December, I had 4 days off. And by the end of the month, I was exhausted. My New Year's Eve show, my second show on New Year's Eve, man, it was, the people liked it. I didn't think it was my best. You know, I didn't feel like I was connecting, but they laughed. Everyone celebrated. So it was great. But the point being that, yeah, comics, and I'm not making an excuse. I'm just telling you, we're human. Sometimes you have an off day. Sometimes you bomb. Tiffany bombed. It happens. Let it go. It's so funny to me that this was so in the news. Then there's Louis C.K. All right. Louis C.K. and I heard the clip did a joke about the victims of the Parkland shooting. And it wasn't, I don't think it was directly about them. Now, in the context of the bit, okay, he was talking about how in his 20s, he was stupid and crazy. He was a drunk and drinking party, doing things you do in your 20s and when you're young. And he said, now, young people, and again, I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me, and I heard it a few days ago, but now young people are a lot more serious, a lot more sensitive. You know, you've heard all of this, people talking about how sensitive young people are, how sensitive millennials are, you can't joke about anything, et cetera, et cetera. So he was working in that vein, and he did some joke about, you know, that the shooting victims talking to Congress, and he said, I don't know if he said that, you know, just because you've been through a shooting doesn't make you interesting or doesn't make you important or however he phrased it. He got a lot of flack for it. Okay. In the context of the bit, I get what he was saying. This is why they don't want people recording. This is why Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart and some other big name comics confiscate cell phones or put them in those bags during the show, because Louis wasn't doing it. Louis was dropping in late at night somewhere, testing material. Okay, that's what Louis's doing now. Louis, he's not only testing the material, I think he's also testing the waters as a comic. Is he accepted again? Is it too soon? Blah, blah, blah. Now, I can't speak for Louis's mindset. I don't know Louis C.K. I've never met Louis C.K. I can't tell you if he's a good person, a bad person, or whatever. The sexual harassment thing, jerking off in front of people, weird, wrong. You know, it is what it is. He did it. It was wrong. This joke, this bit, again, as a comic, I get it where he went in that moment. Now, Judd Apatow said something that was really interesting. He said something about, you know, it shows Louis is incapable of empathy or something. Comics aren't supposed to be empathetic on stage. I've said some horrible shit on stage. I've said shit that I wouldn't say today, that in jokes that I did way back when. I had a bit about a woman being able to take a punch. I wouldn't do that bit now, but at the time I did it, it was funny. And the bit, you'd be like, oh, Alonzo's horrible. How can he say such a thing? That bit came from a woman who I was dating who was a kickboxer who could probably kick my ass. And that's why it was funny. You know, and that was the backside of that bit. But if you just take out the bit, the part of it that said, I'm looking for a woman who can take a punch, that's a different joke. I'm not defending Louis, and I'm not defending Louis. I'm just telling you that this is a comic's mindset. I'm saying that we're examining comedy, we're examining comics way too much, okay? If you don't like Louis, don't go see Louis. If you don't like, I think some places even said you can get your money back if he dropped in and you didn't like it. So I don't know. I don't really know how they're handling it. But this time spent on analyzing it and getting into it, let me tell you something. George Carlin, in my opinion, and not just my opinion, but in many people's opinion, the greatest social commentary comic of all time. Carlin was brilliant. The highest compliment I've ever received came from Playboy magazine when they called me a spawn of Carlin. I will never let that go. I love that. How much of his stuff would not be allowed to? I mean, people would lose their shit over Carlin. Carlin did a joke about, I think it was Katrina. It was about some hurricane where all these people died. And he did a joke about how much young pussy was lost because young women drowned. How horrible is that? He did a thing about suicide, you know, and suicide, like people could get better at it and stuff. Yeah, Carlin did a bunch of things that people would lose their shit over today. But at the time, it was funny and it was okay. Listen, they say don't poke the bear. Comics poke the bear every day. It's our job to poke the bear. Is Louis a bad guy? I can't say Louis's a bad guy because I don't know him. I know some comics that are bad people. I know that this I've seen, the crowd picks up on the comic. In other words, if the comic is racist, misogynistic, hateful in any way, the crowd picks up on it, which is why Michael Richards, Kramer, went down for saying nigger, because the way he said it and where it came from, that wasn't part of a joke. That wasn't part of a bit. That was an answer to a heckle. I said it then, I'll say it now. I've been heckled 1,000 times. I've never responded to a heckle with an insult about what you are, whether it be your race or your religion or your whatever, because that's not the way it works. If you come back with that, if you, a black person heckles you or makes noise to your show and you just come out, that's a nigger, then that's in you. That racism is in you, okay? Louis did what he did. He did it. I'm not going to say it was evil. I'm going to say he took a chance on a bit. It may or may not have worked. In the context of what he was doing, there were people laughing. There were people laughing. And on the topic of race, this came up. And I don't know where this came from. I don't know if this is recent or whatever. I actually had to research it. So someone mentioned when they were talking to me about Louis C.K. and they brought up Bill Burr. And Bill Burr talking about there not being white privilege. I never heard this. I don't know. But I looked it up because I was like, it didn't sound right. It didn't sound like Bill Burr. Okay, I know Burr. I don't know Burr really well, but I know him. Certainly don't think Burr is in any way, shape, or form racist or anything like that. As a matter of fact, one of the things I love about Bill Burr is Bill Burr is one of those comics. Not a lot of comics, not a lot of white comics can make fun of black people. Bill Burr can do it. You know why? Because it's funny. Because the things he says about the culture are true, et cetera, et cetera. He gets it. Anyway, I looked up this thing about Bill Burr on white privilege. And what Bill Burr was talking about, and maybe there's something else, but on the clip I saw, I think it came from his podcast from some years ago, whatever. He talked about, you know, being a white person means you still got to go to work, that we don't have a bunch of yachts. We're not all rich. And he riffed on that. I get that. I get what he's saying. Listen, that kind of white privilege, I think he was responding to someone who said something about white people in a sense, saying that, you know, white people have it easy in life. And as a comment, when someone says something like that, you take what they say and you expand on it, you exaggerate it, and you make it funny. Okay, that's what Bill did. I was working at a comedy club one time. Vinny Brand, a comic, owns a comedy club in Jersey, friend of mine, funny guy. He made a comment about it's hard to be white. Okay, he was talking in reference to there was a coach of an Air Force football team that said, I think it was Air Force football. Anyway, this coach said, we'd be better if we had more black players because they're faster. And he got some flack over it. And Vinny was like, it's hard to be white. And Vinny looked at me when he said it. And I just started laughing. And my first 20 minutes of my set was about how hard it is to be white. Right. And it was funny. And Vinny got what I was saying. And the crowd got what I was saying. Bill Burr, racist? No. Bill Burr joking about white privilege. I think if anyone had a serious conversation with Bill Burr and talked about, you know, white people, black people getting killed by police, about these so many incidents we've had lately, like the black guy couldn't cash a paycheck and had to prove he earned this amount of money, and how white people never have to deal with shit like that, I'm pretty sure Bill would get it. Okay, this is the kind of thing that bothers me. I know someone who went to an Amy Schumer show and said, wow, this is good. Amy didn't do any of the racist stuff. I wish we lived in a world that was so good that Amy Schumer was racist. You know what I mean? I wish the bar was that low. Amy's not a racist. Bill Burr is not a racist. Bill Burr did a joke about there not being white privilege. I don't give a shit. People, don't ask me about that. It's okay. Bill did a bit. It was funny. He talked about, you know, I'm going to go sit in my yacht. I slept for 9 years and got paychecks and blah, blah, blah. It's comedy. Listen, I've said things about white people that aren't true in an act to make it funny. I compare white privilege sometimes to my, let's say, tall privilege or big privilege. Okay. I can reach the top shelf. I never think about reaching the top shelf. I'm 6'3". I can reach the top shelf. I can lift things that are heavy to many people are not heavy to me because I'm big and I've worked out most of my life. Ain't as strong as I used to be, but I'm still stronger than most. So, you know, a 50-pound suitcase isn't super heavy to me. To other people, that's a backbreaker. It is what it is. Is there a thing as white privilege? I believe there is. But I don't believe it in the sense that white people just get life handed to them. I believe it in the sense that there are certain situations that people of color get hassled where white people don't. Okay. In dealing with law enforcement, in dealing with the legal system, in dealing with finances, banks, loans, etc. It's been proven over the years. There's been redlining in real estate, etc., that kind of thing. School admissions, just an inherent, people are more comfortable with people who are like them. Okay. So that kind of thing, when it comes to opportunities that come up on a golf course or in a country club where people of color aren't there. Yeah. That kind of stuff is white privilege and that kind of stuff exists. But day to day, do white people go to work? Hell yeah. White people work. They got to do it. Listen, that mysterious what is it, the middle class working white man or whatever that code they use for racism. There are a lot of middle class working white people that are not racist. I get that. But they use it as a dog whistle, and I'm not stupid. I know what they mean. Speaking of which, why are we talking about this? Why am I talking about this? Why are we talking about comic routines and race and this? The most racist shit in the world is shutting down our government right now. Our government is shut down because Donald Trump, who is a racist, says that all Mexicans are criminals and trying to sneak into the country and we should build a wall. Build a wall. A nation of immigrants should build a wall to keep out immigrants. And these are these same white people who consider all these Mexicans criminals and stuff celebrate their ancestors as criminals. Mafia movies, Italian mob, Irish mob, whatever. Criminal organizations that came to the United States from Europe in the early 1900s when white immigrants were coming over is now celebrated. It's in the movies. It's enjoyed. And blah, 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 blah. So don't come at me with something about comics, about comedians, about the last truth tellers. Comedians, we tell the truth. That's our fucking job. All right. You may not like it. It may not always work. It certainly may not make you comfortable, but it's what we do. Now, I wish I could get some traction on shit I say. Okay. Louis C.K. was in the top 10 earning comics last year. Millions, over $40 million, I think. Bill Burr sold out Madison Square Garden and the Forum here in L.A. Man, I wish I had those kind of problems. These guys they're comics. If you don't like what they have to say, don't go see them. Do they appeal to their base? I imagine so. I imagine sometimes they do. And okay, it's like if you're a conservative, you hate the liberalism in comedy. Okay, if you know Wanda Sykes, there are Trump supporters who walked out of a Wanda Sykes show because Wanda made fun of Donald Trump. What? Of course, Wanda made fun of Donald Trump. Wanda's a black woman. She's a black gay woman married. Who walks in there and says, you know, this Wanda, she's probably good with our conservative bullshit. Okay, I am tired of it. Comics on comics, no. Stop asking us about what other comics said. Stop asking us if comedy is right or wrong. It is what it is. And the audience and the crowd will tell you if it's good or bad. They laugh or they don't laugh, whatever. If Tiffany bombs, so what? She'll have another set. Pretty sure Tiffany ain't giving up comedy. Louis C.K. does a joke you don't like, don't go see Louis C.K. If you think Bill Burr's a racist, you're wrong. On that one, I'm just going to go ahead and say you're wrong. And that has nothing to do with Bill Burr running the, being one of the people running the All Things Comedy Network, which my podcast is a part of. Trust me, Bill isn't listening to my podcast and saying, Alonzo, you better talk nice about me. Believe me, that ain't the case. That's it. Okay. That's my opinion on this. My opinion. Let me say it one more time. My opinion. Mind you, that is a learned opinion. That's an opinion given after 25 years of being on stage doing comedy. Okay, so don't come at me because you just listened to comedy a few times on the radio or whatever. If you ain't been up on stage, if you haven't done it, shut up. Okay, your opinion does not match mine. Plain and simple. It's a new year. We got a new Congress, right? Nancy Pelosi's in charge. There's a lot of people don't like it, but she is. There's going to be investigations of Trump and his financial dealings, et cetera, et cetera. LeBron is injured. You want to ask me about something? LeBron James is hurt. There's something I care about. Okay, I'm done. Step down off soapbox. I can't even go into the other stuff I had planned on this podcast because it just got me with this talk about comics and comedy and this and that. So I know I'm going to do one thing real quick just because it's kind of funny. These aren't even the wacky laws. These are just some new laws in California. You want a plastic straw? By request only. Okay. Restaurants across California are now prohibited from handing out single-use plastic straws. So they keep the plastic straws next to the plastic grocery bags. You got to ask. This is why Alabama is going to laugh at us. And I don't care, Alabama. Cooks can now sell food prepared out of their homes. Okay. You got to get a permit, but you can cook at home and sell it. Cracking down on junk health insurance. That's that bullshit health insurance that people use to do Obamacare. Here's another one. Oh, they're going to love this. The conservatives are going to love making fun of this one. Non-binary gender option on your driver's license. As of January 1st, you can choose male, female, or non-binary as a gender on your driver's license. Yeah, I know. Go ahead, Alabama. Make your jokes. I don't give a shit. If you're convicted of a DUI that led to injury or multiple DUIs, you got to put a breathalyzer on your car. If you're 18 or older, you're no longer required to wear a helmet while riding a motorized scooter. Well, to your head. As a motorcyclist, that's all I can say. Let me tell you something. You're on a scooter. They don't see you. They don't care about you. At 19 miles an hour, your head hits the ground. It pops like a pumpkin. Drop a pumpkin at 19 miles an hour and see if you want to wear a helmet. I think you should, but I'm not saying that it should be the law. Minimum age for purchasing rifles rises up to 21. A lot of 18-year-olds going to have to drive over to Nevada to get their guns. Street vending has been decriminalized. I didn't know it was criminalized. Only milk or water may be the default drink that go with kids' meals in restaurants. So when you get that Happy Meal, they got to give you milk or water, but you can still ask for a Coke and ask for a plastic straw. Go ahead, kids. Live on the edge. The public may now access police records involving officer shootings and use of force incidents. That's good. There should be some transparency on police. And some hospitality businesses in Anaheim, specifically the ones that benefit from city subsidies, are now required to pay workers at least $15 an hour. Why is that significant? What's their hospitality in Anaheim? Oh, I don't know. Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. Some people are going to get a raise in or around Disneyland. They're going to be happy. That's it. That's all I got. Welcome to the new year. Welcome. I'm going to be at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank this Friday and Saturday. Now, you talk about Bill Burr and all that. Bill Burr's selling out Madison Square Garden. I have one show. So far, they've only sold 4 tickets. It's right after the holidays. People are broke. And, you know, I wish I could sell more. I need a controversy. Help me. Please complain about something I said. I got to start moving some tickets. I do appreciate you guys. There's a lot of new followers to my podcast. People come up to me after shows. I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing. And keep laughing. Don't be offended by a joke. And if you don't like the joke, move on to the next joke. Fortunately, jokes are quick. If you don't like it, it won't last long. I love you. Thank you. Keep listening. Who's paying attention? You are. Flappers this week. Bermuda next week. Just for last, Bermuda. I do it every year. Love that island nation. Goodbye.